This is Audible.
This is Does It Hurt? Written by H.D. Carleton. Narrated by Michelle Sparks and Troy Duran.
Prologue. Sawyer. Stop staring at me, fucker. My leg bounces profusely, and I force myself to stop for the millionth time. I'm making it obvious that I'm nervous, but how can I not be when my mother's cousin's husband's niece is staring at me? She looks like she's seen a ghost, and I practically have been for the past 6 years. But if that were the case, I wouldn't need to get on this damn flight. We're both sitting in chairs across from each other, waiting to board a plane to Indonesia. What the hell is she going there for anyway? It's nearly Christmas, for fuck's sake. I suppose it could be a work trip, considering she's wearing a skirt, a matching blazer, and Louboutin heels. Who travels in fucking Louboutin heels? Doesn't matter. What matters is that she noticed me, and that's so not cool right now. Sweat is pouring down my back, and I'm almost positive I have pit stains. I'm trying to be inconspicuous, but so is she. Appearing nonchalant, yet not nonchalant at all, she slowly slides her phone out of her pocket. Normally, not a red flag, but she also has pit stains, and she's glancing at me every 2 seconds. Carefully, she brings the phone to her ear, attempting to hide it within her pin-straight hair. The strands are so thin, they're basically translucent. She's not hiding her phone beneath them like she thinks she is. Bitch. I have no idea how I'm supposed to escape with her watching, but I don't have a choice. It's either I leave or they find me. Fuck being inconspicuous. My life is on the line. I grab my carry-on bag, stand, and attempt to calmly walk away. Hey! She calls, but fuck that and fuck her. I slip through the crowd on the verge of tears. I've put off leaving the country for so long, convinced I'd be caught, and that's precisely what might happen. Heart racing, I head directly to the gift shop, purchase a zip-up hoodie along with sweats and a ball cap, then find a bathroom to change in, all the while checking over my shoulder. Even the restroom is crowded, so I keep my head down and quickly duck into a stall. Hands shaking, I wind my hair into a low bun, shove the hat over the top, and then slip on the jacket, flipping the hood over my head to cover the rest of my hair. Lastly, I pull the sweats on over my shorts, already sweating from the layers and adrenaline. Then, I wash my hands and rush to the ticket counter, out of breath and practically panting in the agent's face. She looks up at me, startled by my sudden presence. May I help? I need a ticket to the next flight out. I interrupt, nearly tripping over my words. She blinks at me, then focuses on her computer screen, clicking around with her mouse and tapping a few keys. A flight to Indonesia, not that one. I cut in again. A different one. She shoots me a glare. I'm pissing her off, but I'm sure a big glass of red wine will soothe her woes, whereas I will definitely be meeting my maker if I'm caught. A flight to Australia is departing in 40 minutes. Sold, I say, slapping a wad of cash and my ID on the counter. Giving me an unimpressed look, she processes the ticket and counts through the money, albeit very fucking slowly. You're $8.09 short, she clips. I'm not usually a snappy person with customer service. They deal with enough shit. That being said, if I get caught over $8.09, I'm pointing directly at her and screaming, she did it, before bolting. Muttering beneath my breath, I fish out a $10 bill from my pocket and slap it on the counter. Giving me the evil eye, she takes the bill and continues. I'm constantly checking over my shoulder, but thankfully, the airport is crowded and I don't see any angry faces wearing a uniform and a gun headed my way yet. Do you have any luggage? No, just my carry-on, I reply. After a few more minutes, she finally slides the ticket to me, along with my change and ID. Gate 102, Terminal B. I snatch them from the counter, clip out a quick thank you, and take off toward the shuttle, my duffel bag slapping against my legs. My heart is beating nearly out of my damn mouth by the time I make it through TSA, off the shuttle that takes me to the terminal and ultimately reach the gate. It took fucking forever, and they've already called my name over the speaker. I'm panicking that I won't make it, and they're literally about to close the door when I finally arrive at the gate. Wait! I shout. The employee sees me coming, and I swear to God he deserves a blowjob for kindly stepping aside and allowing me through. Even as I run down the hallway to get to the plane, I'm checking over my shoulder. My heart refuses to return to its designated area until the plane takes off. Even then, I'm waiting for air traffic control to stop the plane and tell them a fugitive is on board.